So welcome once again to a very special edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report podcast.
MathCast.
I decided that every single edition of our MathCast will be very special in one way or the other. But today is special because it's Halloween.
Ooh!
Yes, the best holiday of them all. And
it is not.
No?
Christmas gets you presents.
Yeah, but you don't get to dress up on Christmas.
You can dress up if you want to.
That's true. I guess there's nothing that keeps you from dressing up on Christmas, but nobody would give you presents on Halloween.
Unless the candy is presents.
Well, it is, but you get candy in your stocking on Halloween, too. Or Christmas.
You get a Halloween stocking?
Yeah, my parents were very awesome that way. No, so I guess you get candy on Christmas. So there's really nothing special about Halloween.
Well, you get to
might
see...
Might as well just call it Wednesday.
You get to see girls wearing clothes they shouldn't be wearing for modesty purposes.
That is true. Madison is a good town for that. Do you know what I went as this Halloween?
You, I believe, were Dr. Gregory House.
I was.
Based on your Facebook picture.
Now, in my Facebook picture, you couldn't see my cane, but... I definitely painted flames on the cane.
Why are there flames on the cane?
Oh, and you call yourself a house fan?
I call myself a casual house fan.
Oh, okay. Well, he recently got a cane that has flames on it. So I made a replica of that. And I walked around with a limp all night, and everyone was really impressed. And some people were like, well, I didn't want to talk to you about it because I thought you were actually limping. I thought there was something wrong with you. They didn't want to bring it up. It's like, that's awesome. It's the best costume ever. And I carried around a prescription bottle with Tic Tacs in it. It was fun.
So, now maybe I mean, I haven't really been able to watch the show because it conflicts with my classes and work.
Right.
But, does he still carry or use the cane on the wrong side of his body?
Use the cane on the wrong side of his body in what sense?
When people who have canes are supposed to hold the cane on their healthy side.
Oh, yeah, no, he totally doesn't do that. And
okay.
That's how I looked at how he walked, and he holds it on the same side as his leg is hurt, and he, like, kind of moves it forward at the same time. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that probably part of the reason he's still in pain, because he's using his cane improperly.
It could be.
And he calls himself a doctor.
It just gets him more Vicodin. If the pain stays around. But anyway.
Yeah, but you think the other doctors would catch on when he's deliberately being an idiot.
Oh, I hear you had some sort of injury, some sort of stabbing injury in the ass area. Is this true?
Yes, but it's not nearly as cool as you just made it sound.
Oh, I'm sorry, I overhyped it. I'll give you a better opening here. So I hear that you had some sort of injury. It was a small injury, though. Was it interesting in any way?
It involved my gluteus maximus.
And that's always interesting. That's exactly what our listeners want to hear about, though.
That's true. They are smutty.
We could have an episode devoted to your ass and things that happened to it.
Well, there is that small but vocal demographic, I'm sure. No, I was at work on Sunday, and I was crouched down nailing something. I finished and leaned back slightly to admire my handiwork, and in doing so, lost my balance and fell backwards, and apparently landed on the only nail in the entire room sticking straight up out of a board. Which penetrated my right cheek.
This is the second nail you've been
at work
been
too,
punctured
but this
with.
One was not. This one was not shot. This was my own fault.
Still, but, I think that's. I think two on the ear. That's pretty good. That's more nails than I've been stuck with.
So I didn't think there was like I thought I it hurt, but I didn't think it had been like really serious. And my boss thought it was funny. Like, the minute he found out what happened, he just started laughing and had to walk away because he was laughing too much. But I thought I was just kind of okay. It just hurt, but it kept hurting. So I like reached back to feel it and was like, oh, that's pretty wet. I brought my fingers forward and they were like covered in blood.
Oh, is that like tetanus territory there?
Yes.
Oh.
So I went up to the desk to get Band-Aids, but there weren't any. So the desk receptionist there, Emily, was very kind and went and ran across to the other desk and got Band-Aids and first aid cream for me, so I was able to put it on. But it turns out that my tetanus shot had lapsed. It had been more than 10 years, so I had to go get a new one.
Ooh.
So I'm still on the clock, which is nice. And my boss has to fill out the accident report, the authorization to bill MSU because it was a work-related injury.
Ooh.
And so he gets to the describe the nature of the injury, and he just starts laughing again.
Sat on a nail.
No, eventually he writes nail hole in butt. But he tells me he was very close to just writing hole in ass. So it's of course a Sunday. So Olin Health Center, that bastion of state health, was closed. But they have like the secondary center listed on the sheet. So I go there, and apparently they're also closed, even though the sheet said they were open. Apparently they're not even affiliated with Olin anymore. It looked like they just do plastic surgery now.
Well, if you didn't go to Olin, how would you know if you were pregnant or not?
That's true. So I call the number for Olin on the sheet, figuring, well, maybe they'll like tell me where I can go on their off hours. So I call the number, and I get, the number you have dialed is no longer in service. So I'm like, well, this is just great. So I call my girlfriend and I'm like, can you like look up the number for Olin for me? She's like, oh my gosh, what happened? I'm like, just look the number up. I'm like, what happened to you? What is the number? I'm looking. What's wrong? I sat on a nail. Thank you. Very supportive. Thank you, Brian. So she looks up the number and gets it to me. And so I call it, and it's the right number. And they're like, well, when we're closed, either go to the Sparrow emergency room or go to this other place. And the other place was like 3 minutes from my apartment. So I'm like, I'll just go there. So I go there, and I fill it out, and I give them like the little work, the authorization to bill MSU sheet, and the receptionist looks at it like she's never really seen it before and doesn't know what to do with it, but she takes it anyway.
All right. Like you just made it up and brought it in.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, who told you about this? I'm like, old man. Oh. Like, okay. So eventually I sit there for a while. Then I get called in. And I get like the blood pressure taken. And this like really attractive female doctor comes in. Probably like 5'11", on, quite good looking.
Yeah, talk more to the mic.
Being glares to my girlfriend.
Wow.
But that actually made it a little more uncomfortable.
Why do they take your blood pressure?
Well, it's just standard
they
procedure.
They just do that, I guess.
But that actually made it more uncomfortable because I now have to show my pasty white ass to a very attractive female doctor.
I'm sure she enjoyed it.
And I did not.
Maybe she's part. Maybe she's part of that demographic. You don't know.
That's true. But nevertheless, we had not gone out on a date first, so I wasn't really comfortable in showing her that. But
you and I differ. But go on.
So I gave a little uncomfortable whistle, which went, and I exposed my behindus to her. And she's like, well, we better take that Band-Aid off so I can look at it. So she's, like, peeling at the Band-Aid on my butt, and she eventually gets it off. She looks at it, she's like, oh, that looks like a nice clean hole. We don't have to worry too much about that. We'll just give you the tetanus shot. So she leaves, and this other nurse comes in. And if the one doctor was, like, really hot, this other one was, like, really not. She was very, he was older and much more, like, authoritative. So she gave me the tetanus shot in my arm. She's like, this is going to hurt. I'm like, all right, thanks. She's like, no, this is like going to hurt more than just a needle. It's going to hurt for a while. I'm like, well, I appreciate you warning me ahead of time. And she was right. It hurt.
Doesn't it leave like a bruise for a really long time, too?
I don't know. I haven't actually taken the Band-Aid off yet.
Oh.
It did hurt for probably 2 solid days.
Ugh.
And you know what a tetanus shot is, right? I mean, it's a mild, it's a very mild case of the tetanus bacteria.
Oh, yeah.
That you can form antibodies. And so I had a mild reaction to the shot, which means I essentially had a mild case of tetanus for like a day.
And your face kind of froze up a little?
No, but I was just like, I got sweaty and cold shivers and headache. Clearly my body attempted to fight.
Well,
But that was that's my tetanus story.
And a good one it is at that.
It involved asses, so it must have been.
So therefore it has a place.
Yes.
In our podcast. Mathcast. I'm just going to stop calling it Mathcast. I'm kind of bored of that.
You stop calling it Mathcast?
I mean, I guess if we get enough votes, but right now I don't think it's overwhelming, so.
It's like 4-1.
Really? We got some more votes?
I think John Shanks voted the other day.
Oh.
He said he had a hard time agreeing with a rabies-infested person or something to that effect, but he had to go with Mathcast as well as Kevin.
Well, all right. So, I got a...
But why should we let public opinion sway us?
That's right. This is mostly about us, and hopefully the things that we find entertaining, other people find entertaining as well.
In as much that's as what the I think about. Crap we talk about is entertaining.
Yeah. So, I've been playing the new Guitar Hero game. Have you played that at all?
No, I heard it wasn't very good.
Well, it's about the same as 2, except there's one part in it that is like outrageously obnoxious to the point where I'm not even sure I can play it anymore. Like,
wow.
And you know how I am with these games. I love these games. But there's like this sort of like this boss battle thing where like they get power-ups and they use the power-ups against you. But like the power-ups make it so impossible to play the notes you're supposed to play that you almost automatically lose every time.
Hmm.
So like instead of being skill-based, it becomes luck-based, at least for that one part. I mean, it's not a huge part of the game, but like you have to get past it, and I can't do it.
So, I mean, maybe I'm a little behind the times because I don't really care about Guitar Hero.
Okay. Okay.
More interested in Rock Band.
But Rock Band, yes.
But is Guitar Hero, is that a PS2 game as well?
It is. It is.
Okay. For some reason, I thought it was like a next-gen exclusive.
No, it's not. It's. I think all the systems have it now.
I noticed there's a Wii version.
A what?
Wii.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nintendo?
Yes.
So, how would you compare it to the other Guitar Hero?
It's about as good as 2, except for that one thing, which is, like, ruining it for me right now, but I bet if I got past it, then I wouldn't care anymore. Because it's not like you... It's not like you get a score on it. You just have to get through it and beat it. And once you do that, then you get to the next song. So there's like one song that I can't ever get because I can't beat this thing. And it pisses me off so bad. But I'm a completionist, so that's the problem.
We're aware.
Yes.
Anyone who's listening to this is aware. Are you eating on the podcast?
Me? No. What makes you think that?
I thought I heard like something swirling around in a bat.
That's the aforementioned prescription bottle.
Ah.
Just happens to be sitting here. I'm messing around with it.
Because eating on a jaw would be bad.
Yes, completely uncalled for, obnoxious. So what's next on the agenda here?
Chewing.
I can do that.
Good night, Jason.
Bye.
That was our special guest, Jason King, once again.
So, what's new with you?
That's about it. As I mentioned earlier, I've been sick the last couple days. Like, violently sick.
How and violent? I was kind of...
Like
post-watershed violent?
Yeah. Like, like I wanted to kill anyone who was near me, sort of violent.
That's post watershed.
Yeah.
That's not ready for prime time.
No, it was pretty bad. In fact, it was so bad I thought it might even be food poisoning.
Sorry, at the risk of explaining my internal monologue.
Go for it.
Does everyone know what watershed is, post-watershed?
No, I was just going to go with it because I didn't want to seem stupid.
Okay. I don't remember what the corresponding American term is, but I know that in the Commonwealth, which includes England and Canada, so I picked it up from Canada, because it's like the only TV I watch anymore. But the watershed is like a certain time period where all like the extra violent shows and all the like gratuitous like sex and nudity or whatever. I mean, not actual nudity, but like suggested is supposedly shown post watershed.
So like it's watershed would be the equivalent of like prime time, you're saying?
No, it'd be like after prime time.
Oh, yeah, so like David like Letterman time slot or something like that.
I mean, there's a specific term for it in American culture society, which I'm just blanking on right now. So,
Cinemax?
That's a cable channel. I'm going to look this up, but keep talking. Anyway, what were you saying? You were violently ill.
Yeah, so that's about it. I thought it was food poisoning, and I'm not so sure about that anymore. So that's why I didn't answer your call, was I was like, I'm not sure if I'm really feeling well enough to do it, but I felt that I owed it to our loyal listeners to be here and to do this and kind of keep with a once-a-week update, which I'm surprised we've been able to do. I kind of thought it would fall by the wayside a little bit, maybe go once every 2 weeks, but we've been keeping pretty consistent.
Apparently in America it's also called watershed.
Except nobody uses it's an arcane term.
Or sometimes known as safe harbor. According to Wikipedia, this is the time begins at 10 at night and ends at 6 in the morning.
Infomercial time?
What?
Infomercial time, essentially?
Yeah. However, I'm reading from the website now, from Wikipedia, so how accurate this is may vary. But content that is considered, quote, obscene is never allowed by the FCC rules for broadcast stations. Restricted access networks obviously can show more, so like Playboy Channel. Because the FCC interprets safe harbor times as local times, some network affiliates can be fined for airing an indecent program simultaneously with another station whose broadcast is officially at a later time and wouldn't be fined. Such as was the case with CBS, whose affiliates were fined $3.63 million, oh, that's what USD is, for a repeat episode of Without a Trace in December 2004. The program was flagged for depicting an orgy involving teenagers.
Ooh. Can't believe I missed that episode.
I know. So, what else have we got for our disloyal listeners?
I don't know. You're talking about the Nick Bronson thing, but I'm not sure I'm up for it. I'm sleepy again. I think your ass story was fine, too.
All right, fine. Here, we'll do a Nick Bronson where Nick Bronson is waking up and is just... He's like hungover.
All
right. Hold on. We gotta do the theme song.
All right.
Nick Bronson, dinosaur hunter! Go, Nick! Wow.
What was I doing last night?
You're asking me? You were there, Nick.
Whoa. Just a little aside, viewers. I'm very bad at improv, so we'll see if Adam can pick up the slack here.
Dude, just edit out anything edit out the pauses and the laughter.
Oh, I do that anyway. Actually, okay. I keep most of the laughter in. I like the laughter, but
okay.
Oh, I never thought I'd see you again.
That's because I'm a hallucination, Nick.
Oh, that really was a great party.
You know it.
Whoa.
Oh, no!
Nick! What happened to your pants?
Murphy, what are you doing here?
You fell asleep in the office again. It's 2 p.m.
Oh, man.
That must have been one crazy Halloween party.
Yeah, I guess so. Got any new cases for me, Murphy?
The only case you need to be working on is getting rid of that hangover.
Yeah, I know. I've tried every trick in the book. You got any you could suggest?
No!
Rule number one of improv. You gotta help out your partner, pal. No is the wrong answer.
Fine. Give me a minute here. Say your line again.
Yeah, I've tried every trick in the book, but I just can't seem to find a good solution. You got any ideas?
Well, have you tried finding a hooker and seeing what happens?
That's what got me into this mess in the first place.
Oh, yeah! Well, then, have you tried finding an anti-hooker?
Anti-hooker? Never heard of such a thing.
It's a special type of dinosaur, Nick! You know dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs, my old nemesis. Why would you even bring that up?
Because you're a dinosaur hunter, Nick! Whatever happened to that Cassandra Beavis?
I don't know. Went on a couple of dates, you know. Got boring.
Yeah, that'll happen, I guess. I just figured that was because I knew she was a dinosaur and you just wanted to kill her all the time.
Well, yeah, there was that too.
Oh, Nick, you're crazy with your no-holds-barred attitude against guidelines of all things we hold dear in this modern society we call planet Earth. Have you tried coffee?
Coffee? It's not a bad idea.
Made from dinosaurs?
Murphy! Don't get me started!
Aw, Nick, I can't stay mad at you. You're just so crazy.
Yeah, you and every other person in this godforsaken town.
This is a metropolis, Nick.
Shut up and get me some coffee.
Right away! Hey, wait a minute. We're out of coffee.
Oh, you're starting to piss me off, Murphy. All right, let's go to Starbucks. Come on, let's go.
Starbucks? What a great idea!
Hello, welcome to Starbucks. How may I help you?
Why don't you give me one of those coffee things everybody's talking about?
Do you like mocha or not mocha?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. Just coffee, all right.
You want a latte, or would you like maybe something a little more cappuccino?
It's the second one, all right.
Would you like that with or without the foam?
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna leave a 5 right here, and you just get me something with coffee in it, all right?
Our prices start at 6.
Murphy. Talk some sense into this guy.
What?
Talk some sense into this guy.
Okay. Hey, guy, what are you trying to pull here? Isn't this coffee?
Well, yeah, but it's like a totally new coffee thing. But you charge higher prices, but it's better coffee. It's got more vitamins and minerals.
I think this is a scam.
Maybe my shotgun can talk some sense into him.
Whoa, just be fine. Be reasonable here. Just because we're here at Starbucks doesn't mean that...
Starbucks? I thought we were going to Starbucks!
Well, tell you what, all I got here is this 5, and I need some coffee.
Well, I don't think I can help you, because we kind of need, like, 6. Okay, I'll get you something for 5.
All right, Murphy, let's go sit down over there while this guy gets his act together.
Okay! So, Nick, what have you been up to lately? It's not like I haven't seen you in the last 2 months.
Yeah, well, you know, Cassandra and I went on a couple dates, like I said, and then went off to Hawaii for a while, and then, you know, I tried to kill her, and then she got all uppity about it.
Women, you know who can understand them?
I don't know. You been seeing any women lately, Murphy?
Are you kidding me? With the amount of paperwork I have to fill out after every one of your escapades, I don't have time to sleep, let alone have a personal life.
Well, just remind me to take you for a night out in the town one time.
Okay, I'm up for it, whenever.
Hey, looks like our coffee's coming.
It is your coffee. I tried not to mention it too much to get the just the right blend of, what you call them, variable accent coffee.
Yeah, well, we'll see. So, you just drink this stuff, right, Murphy? That's the way this works? You don't gotta...
No, that's the new thing. You actually throw it up your nose. It's the great hangover cure. You just take that little straw there, you see how it splits? You stick one up each nostril, and you're good to go.
This isn't like that time you told me to do that with the pepper, is it?
That was different. That was for sexual potency, but this is a hangover. It's completely different.
All right. Let's see how this works. I tell you what, I'm not worried about my hangover anymore. Most of these third-degree burns inside my nostrils.
You get used to that in time.
I guess so. Hey, Murphy, you're not such a bad guy. You know, I just thought you were...
You're such a bad guy yourself.
You know, I just thought you were kind of a loser. I just kept you around to do all the paperwork for me.
Well, the joke's on you, because I've just been burning it all. Turns out you're not actually affiliated with anyone important anyway.
Murphy!
Happy Halloween!
Alright, I think that was it.
I thought you were going to do an outro song.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I can just copy it over the intro song.
Nick Bronson, Dinosaur Hunter! Go, Nick! And Murphy!
That was brilliant. That got a little easier as we went along.
We were born for this, I think. It's really hard to not speak in a Murphy voice at the moment.
If we could just get someone to pay us for this, I think.
Well, we just got to get off the ground here. Clearly, that's the way to glory.
That's right. We just need some advertising. So if anyone out there listening is good with advertising or getting the word out.
Billboards would be nice.
Yes, yes, I agree.
Big, massive billboards with the link to our podcast on them, so they have to type it on their mobile phone while they're driving by and then they crash.
But the last thing that they hear is our voices.
Welcome to the Gobeski Wars. Meh!
Yeah, and then we could, like, dress up as, like, Nick Bronson and such, and we could have that on the billboard, too. Yeah?
What does Nick Bronson look like, by the way? What's he dressed in?
God, I don't know. I just always assumed, like, sort of like a hat. Like,
hat?
Maybe a hat. I don't know. Some sort of detective's hat. Maybe. But maybe not. I don't know. I never really thought about it.
Are we thinking of the same hero here?
No, probably not. I guess he's more of a modern-day crime fighter, isn't he?
Thinking more like a Dirty Harry or something.
Yeah, actually, kind of with a husky voice, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll
then
buy
say
that.
A Sam Spade or
something. Yeah, there isn't as much thinking involved with Nick Bronson stories, is there? Mostly. Find the dinosaur and then kill it. But he's good. He's good at what he does. I can't complain.
Plus, our stories resonate well with the Joseph Campbell monomer.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's good for our podcast for this evening.
Maftcast.
You know, I'll never get used to it. But if that's what they want, that's what they get. So,
all right.
Once again, for the Gobeski Wallace Report podcast, I'm Charlie Wallace. Once again, for the Gobeski Wallace Report, Maftcast. I'm Charlie Wallace.
And I'm Murphy.
And I'm Adam Goveski, saying, have a safe Halloween, folks.
Good night, folks.
Well, that's copyrighted. Better stop.